in the lunchtime edition. The Private Sector Association calls for a comprehensive assessment of the crime situation in this country, promising to help however it can. The amended Bail Act reaches the Senate, with government stressing it signals a zero tolerance to crime. A St. George man found dead at the bottom of the stairs outside his home. Good afternoon, I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. The Barbados Private Sector Association wants a comprehensive assessment of the crime situation in this country to get to the root cause and come up with solutions. Chairman of the BPSA, Tricia Tanis, also tells government the business sector wants to help however it can. Speaking to moderator David Ellis on VOB's Down to Brass Tacks call-in program, Mrs. Tanis said the business sector supports the amendment to the Bail Act that was passed in the House of Assembly yesterday, but believes a deeper examination of the issue is required in order to understand why so many young men are turning to crime. She said she is aware of cases where young men gave up jobs and would rather get involved in crime where they felt they could make much more money.
Is it still a gang issue? Is it a retribution issue? Is it gangs in Christchurch, St. Philip, St. Lucy? Are they four gangs? Are they 10 gangs? We really don't have a lot of information as it relates to tackling the problem. We stand by as a private sector to lend whatever assistance and continue to do so. But we really can't wait to back end of the problem and keep attacking it at that level, that there is a causality at the front in terms of what's happening with our young men, what's happening with our youth, what's happening with our school systems, our civil systems, our homes, our churches. Why are we giving rise and growing, it seems, a crop of youngsters seemingly have given up on anything else and are lured into this type of activity? And we do have very, very shocking accounts of young people getting jobs and walking off those jobs in favor of criminal activity that is far more lucrative to them.
Mrs. Tanis disclosed that the private sector has been engaged in dialogue with the authorities, including the Attorney General and the Crime Czar, on ways in which the business community can assist. But she sees the need for a national collaboration on identifying and addressing the issues contributing to crime.
We've done so in similar, when we had similar crises. In COVID, I think you saw the social partnership and it's not at its best. And I remember almost a war cabinet being convened where we had not just the social partnership that's traditionally defined, but we had the social justice stakeholders as well. We're all together in one room, knocking our collective heads together about what to do. And I think something similar may be what is required here, because you don't want us going off trying to solve a problem that, you know, maybe a 10% problem. I think we do need a comprehensive assessment from the powers that be, with the intelligence that they think that they can divulge without compromising the safety and security of the country. Let us know where is the substantive issue. We do need a very strong collaboration with the information department that have access for us to have a more sensible approach so that we have a high level of success.
Chairman of the Private Sector Association, Tricia Tanis. Meantime, amendments to the Bail Act are being debated in the Senate today, with government emphasizing the move signals a zero tolerance to crime and government's determination to ensure the law protects the interests of society. The amendments that were passed in the House of Assembly yesterday prohibit the granting of bail to people accused of murder or firearm offenses unless there are exceptional circumstances. Minister of Economic Affairs and Investment, Senator Chad Blackmun, led off debate in the upper chamber.
To send a very clear message, not just to those here, but around the world, that Barbados, in its pursuit of zero tolerance of crime and serious criminal matters, that the entire ecosystem of our governance structure is behind the mantra of that zero tolerance. It is a bill brought by the government side in pursuit of its mandate to the people of Barbados that we must ensure that the law protects the interests of our people, and should you run afoul of the law, and that you understand that the weight of the law will also be upon you.
Minister of Economic Affairs and Investment, Senator Chad Blackmun, in the lunchtime edition. An elderly man has been found dead at the bottom of the stairs outside his home at Thorpe's Cottage, St. George. The body of 81-year-old Llewellyn Barker was discovered by gardeners around 6 this morning when they arrived at the home to cut the grass. A neighbor tells Starcom Network News he last saw Mr. Barker around 4 p.m. yesterday.
If they didn't find him this morning, we would have known something is wrong, because from probably like 5 o'clock, he would be by the windows there, so people would normally shout him and say, oh, he's doing and stuff. But the persons that normally cut the lawn and stuff, they went up there. That's when they discovered him on the pavement. He died behind his van and the wall there, he steps, right? But there's no foul play or anything like that, because yesterday I saw him and he was going to the supermarket, because that's the time he normally go for his paper and stuff. So he went for the paper, but I saw him a little struggling, like he was limping on the right leg, but he told a friend that his right leg was hurting him. So I guess that when he was going up the step, nobody leg hurting, he fell back, hit his head, and he died in that position. That probably happened just before 4 o'clock, but obviously where he's at, nobody will see him.
A neighbor of the deceased Llewellyn Barker, Tione Hernandez, with Starter Pack, faces off against Bruce Lee Almighty with his song tomorrow in the grand finale of the 2024 Starcom Network Flow People's Monarch competition tomorrow. Program manager at Starcom, Ronnie Clark, pleased with the response to the People's Monarch this year.
Once again, it's dominated by party music, up-tempo music making a huge comeback. And I think that last year with Kwan and Chief Din, it showed that there's a lot of music out there that people are willing to support and would love to see again in a party monarch, as we used to have as part of our Kwapova. Two great songs, wonderful quarterfinalists, clashes that people thought could have been finals. But here we are with Tion Hernandez and Bruce Lee Almighty.
Bruce Lee, thankful about the response to his song. And Tiana said she is extremely grateful to be competing in her first final. A flash flood warning is in effect for Barbados, and Iran vows to avenge the killing of Hamas's political leader, Ismail Haniyeh, who died in an overnight airstrike in Tehran. Hamas and Iran blame Israel for the strike. Israel has not commented, but has previously vowed to eliminate the group's leaders. Our top stories. The Barbados Private Sector Association calls for a comprehensive assessment of the crime situation in this country, promising to help however it can. The amended Bail Act reaches the Senate, with government stressing it signals a zero tolerance to crime and to ensure the law protects the interests of this society. A St. George man found dead at the bottom of the stairs outside his home, no foul play suspected. Tione Hernandez and Bruce Lee Almighty square off in the grand finale of the Starcom Network Flow People's Monarch competition tomorrow. A flood warning in effect for Barbados. Iran vows to avenge the killing of Hamas's political leader. The lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news, and like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.